ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman, and this is Perfect 10. It's Wednesday. Is your brain ready for my midweek edition of the quiz? As always, I have puzzles, brain teasers, and all sorts of different things which will educate you, entertain you, and certainly irritate you in places. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. Now, before playing today's questions, you might want to head back to Monday's show to catch up with the rest of us and bag yourself some lovely extra points for the week if you haven't done so already. Today is the 21st of February, and it was on this day in 2021 that the tennis player Novak Djokovic won a record-extending 9th Australian Open. It was his 3rd consecutive win at the tournament and his 18th Grand Slam title. Quite remarkable. So, can you put in a championship-winning performance today? See what I did there. And achieve a perfect 10 score? I hope so. Well, it's time to find out, because here come your questions. Question one is your starter for a perfect 10. And we're starting with a 50-50. 50-50 chance of getting it right. In William Shakespeare's famous play, is Romeo a Montague or a Capulet? Do you know which family he was a member of? Question two is our hearsay round. Listen to this audio mystery and see if you can find the title of a song by the Beatles hidden in these sounds.
I am Stephen the Sorcerer. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope this coach is comfortable. Welcome to your excursion, even though I'm not going to tell you where we're going.
Did you get it right? Can you find the Beatles song? That's the question. Question three is Carol Lateral Thinking Time, and today it's a wordy one. When listed alphabetically, which sign of the Western Zodiac comes third? Order up those signs, see if you can work out which one comes third. You can pause, remember. You can always rewind on our Perfect 10 quiz at any point, because I do romp through the questions quite fast. It is not cheating, remember that. So come back to me when you're ready for the next question. Question four is our memory round, where your recall is put to the test. And as ever, it's Where Are We Wednesday? And today we're going to learn all about Tokyo.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for a geography lesson. And today we are going to learn all about the magnificent city of Tokyo. Tokyo has been the capital of Japan since 1868, and it is one of the most populous cities in the world, with a population of over 14 million residents. It is part of the Kanto region on the central coast of Honshu. In 2020, the city ranked 4th in the Global Financial Centers Index, behind New York, London, and Shanghai. Tokyo is home to a number of tourist attractions, including the 634 meters high Tokyo Sky Tower, Ueno Park, and Asakusa's ancient Buddhist temple. And in 1983, Disney opened their first non-US theme park in the city. If you're thinking of visiting Tokyo, I suggest going around late March to early April, as that is cherry blossom season.
Well, lots of information about that incredible city of Tokyo. I hope you were listening, because here comes the question. The Tokyo Sky Tower has a height of how many meters? Can you remember that particular piece of information? Okay, questions 5, 6, and 7 are all part of what we call the three Fs: frivolous, familiar, and fun. Here's question 5, and it's time for some pop. In January 2024, which Sophie Ellis-Bextor song re-entered the UK Top 10 Singles Chart over 22 years after its original release, due to featuring on the soundtrack of the film Saltburn? Hopefully that will get you another point this Wednesday. Moving on to question 6. Which famous charity organisation was originally known as the Oxford Committee for Famine Relief? I think a lot of you would be able to work that one out. Question 7 now. Who starred as the title character in the TV series Sherlock? He's a very famous British actor, but can you name him? Is that perfect 10 score and touching distance? I hope so. For question 8, 2 in, 2 out, you'll need to swap and spell. Here comes the question. Which two letters can you change in the word better, B-E-T-T-E-R, to make something you find on a roof? Change those letters, find that word, you get a point. Question 9 is the round we call I know this, because there's a good chance you might. Be afraid, be very afraid, is a tagline for which 1986 horror movie? Even if you don't think you know, have a guess. You might still get yourself another point. We're almost there. It's question 10. It's time for your Wednesday anagram. Which English city is an anagram of end actors? End, E-N-D. Actors, A-C-T-O-R-S. Can you find that city? And that's today's 10. Don't forget to follow or subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's podcast. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. Did you crack it? Did you get a perfect 10 score? Woohoo! Here come the answers.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Question 1, we started with. In William Shakespeare's famous play, is Romeo a Montague or a Capulet? And the answer is, he is from the Montague family and Juliet is a Capulet. When you think about Romeo and Juliet, you might picture Juliet on a balcony. However, there is actually no mention of the word balcony in Shakespeare's script. It's a piece of staging that's just become tradition over time. Question 2 was our hearsay round, and this time I was looking for the title of a song by the Beatles. What was it?
I am Stephen the Sorcerer. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope this coach is comfortable. Welcome to your excursion, even though I'm not going to tell you where we're going.
Hearsay, say what you hear. And the song was Magical Mystery Tour. I can hear your groans from here. Oh, I knew it was that. Question 3, and it was time for Carol Lateral Thinking. When listed alphabetically, which sign of the Western Zodiac comes third? And the answer is Cancer, C-A-N-C-E-R. Question 4 was our Where Are We Wednesday memory round. And today we were learning all about Tokyo. I asked you, the Tokyo Sky Tower has a height of how many metres? So were you paying attention? The answer was 634 metres. Well done, if you managed to remember that. Question 5, we moved into the three Fs. In January 2024, which Sophie Ellis-Bextor song re-entered the UK Top 10 Singles Chart over 22 years after its original release due to featuring on the soundtrack of the film Saltburn? And the answer is Murder on the Dance Floor. Ooh, Saltburn was written and directed by Emerald Fennell and tells the story of a university student who spends the summer with his friends eccentric family. Question 6, and I asked you, which famous charity organisation was originally known as the Oxford Committee for Famine Relief? And the answer is Oxfam, O-X-F-A-M, which was first founded way back in 1942. And I'm delighted to say that many years ago, we gave a Pride of Britain Lifetime Achievement Award to the wonderful man who founded it. Question 7, and it was time for some telly. Who starred as the title character in the TV series Sherlock? And the answer is Benedict Cumberbatch, or as my mother used to call him, Benedict Cucumberpatch. The other main cast member of that show was Martin Freeman, who played Dr. John Watson. Question 8, and it's the answer to today's two in, two out. Which two letters can you change in the word better to make something you find on a roof? Well, if you change the B to a G and the first E to a U, you get a gutter, G-U-T-T-E-R. Question 9 was, I know this. Be afraid, be very afraid is a tagline for which 1986 horror movie? And the answer is the movie The Fly. And finally, question 10 was your Wednesday anagram. Which English city is an anagram of end actors? The answer is the city of Doncaster. D-O-N-C-A-S-T-E-R. Doncaster is in South Yorkshire, and famous people from the area include Jeremy Clarkson, One Direction singer Louis Tomlinson, and the former footballer Kevin Keegan. So did you score a perfect 10? If so, let me know. If not, there's always tomorrow. Remember, make sure to follow or subscribe to our podcast and across our social media channels so you don't miss out on any of our rounds or any of our bonus social content, which is often visual questions. You might like those. Come and be part of the family at Perfect 10 Carol on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok. The more the merrier. So please come and join us. We've got loads to keep you entertained. I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my perfect 10 for you. I hope you have a perfect day. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/perfect10 for more information.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.